You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Holy guacamole, Batman.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU. Dad Mobile. Warren, Jerry, how's the fog down your way?
It was like a couple car lengths at World, but I got on Southfield Freeway and it's a little better.
Yeah, when I pulled out of my subdivision, it was pretty bad. But now I'd say, maybe a half mile. I don't even know if I can, and that's just to see lights. I can't make out anything at that distance, but I can see the cars, the lights of the cars, maybe a half mile out. So that's about the limit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think probably all the traffic on the freeway made it a little better. Yeah, World, it was a couple hundred feet.
I'm going to be heading straight into the Clinton River Basin here in a second, in a few minutes. So I don't know if that's going to get a lot worse, but, well, just be careful with... careful with intersections. Somebody's not running with their lights. And it's pretty wet, too. My cameras, it looked like it was raining. I thought, sure, it was raining. I walked outside, not a drop. It was all just a fog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but I guess not to be expected with all the rain we've had the last couple of
days. Yeah, I guess the water's got to go somewhere, so there you go. So weird. This has been one of the zanier years so far for weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, didn't we, like, transition from winter to summer, to spring in 1 week or something?
I just am glad, at least I hope, we've, the big swings. We had them big 30-plus degree swings. One day it'd be, 28, and then the next day it'd be, 58 or 70 or something like that. It's like 30, 40 degree swings between days. That was nuts.
No, I was going from one jacket to another, depending on the day. I was constantly looking at my Fox weather app.
Yeah, I have a routine every morning. Here we are coming up to the Clinton River by Freedom Hill Park. Oh, yeah, it's dense here. So go through low-lying bodies of water. As expected, it'll pick right up. But, it's terrible, but can still, I'm on 16 Mile Road, which is a fairly large, broad boulevard with a lot of cars, so I think the sun is illuminating it a little bit. I can't tell, can't see it, that's for sure. But, anywho, where was I going? I had something I was going to say there, and now I can't remember. Oh, well.
Okay. Hey, I sent Dakota a link to a code practice thing. I found one on eBay. And I sent it to his QRZ email address. So if you run into him, if I don't catch him this morning.
Yeah, he should probably be out here another 5 minutes or so. So don't know how long you're going to be driving. I am pulling up to a stop I have to make here. Shouldn't be terribly long. But I'm going to get parked here, get inside. I'll be back in a few. K8HZW8FU.
Okay, KG8HZ Mobile.
Back on the road.
Okay, well, I'm getting off of my exit here. But I got a ways to go yet.
I'm way ahead of schedule this morning. So, I'm going to make one more stop in a little bit, get a coffee. Other than that, get into work probably a good half hour early, the rate I'm going. Oh, well.
WebEx meetings this morning?
I got a couple of calls I've got to make. Going to be some discussion about some upcoming stuff, some language. I've got to get out a press release, so to speak, if you will. But the person I'm working with has been very much tied up with press releases, and saw them on TV last night. So I know they're pretty busy with the storms and the water and everything.
Pretty bad up north. I see that one dam or something. I guess the federal government told them like 6 months ago to get their generators going, and they're still broke.
Well, I didn't hear that. Matter of fact, I haven't heard anything on it really. I know they're having a problem up there in Sheboygan with one of the dams. And I saw the map of the river. The river is, like, pretty short. It's, like, a 7-mile river. It, like, comes in off the lake and goes back out or something. Almost like a, I don't know, it's hardly a, well, it's a river for sure, but it's kind of odd, very short river. But that doesn't mean nothing if it's got a lot of water and powerful. I guess they're dealing with quite a mess.
And I guess the generating plant, they had a fire or something a couple of years ago, and it's been out of commission since then. And, yeah, federal government told them, hey, you got to get that thing going again. And they haven't done anything, so they only got, like, half the dam that they can, like, unleash.
AWOJ. Good morning, Rick. What do you know about the situation? Just going over to Clinton River right now. Boy, is it high. Rick?
Yeah, that Sheboygan Dam, I used to fish there a lot. And that river is from the dam to Lake Huron there. It's not very far. But that's part of the inland waterway. There's actually a waterway that goes through Black Lake, with a couple other lakes, and then rivers that go all the way over to, I think it's Traverse Bay. So a lot of ships, or a lot of boats, pleasure boats, go through there on their little tours, some kind of thing. Yeah, anyway, it's having a problem there. And Traverse City is flooding. There's roads caving in. Dams doing the same, you know, having the same problem. Flooded parking lots and roads. And it's quite the mess.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I got it. Yeah, that does sound like a mess. I saw some roads collapsed in a few places, but I wasn't really paying much mind to where it was. But and a lot of water, I'll tell you what. Hey, I got a traffic situation here. They got the road all barricaded and everything, so I can barely see the cars coming at me. And I got to try to make a turn here. All these barricades make it very difficult for me to see what's going on. Wait, I just got my break. Never mind. Jerry? At ADBS.
I can't even see the airport property out here on Middlebelt. It's really foggy. It was okay on the freeways, but I guess there's a cars moving faster, probably keeping the fog moving along, thinning out. That's some, like, they got some big predicaments up there. And that's just like 2 years in a row. Last year they had that frost or whatever, freezing rain or something, and it destroyed some woods area and a lot of power outages and stuff.
Go ahead, Dakota, and then pass over to Rick. Morning, guys. I'm assuming we're talking about this ridiculous spring we're having and some flooding. I heard Sheboygan. I was screwing around on YouTube yesterday and kept seeing clips of it. I can't believe how bad it is. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I forgot to say good morning, so all into this flooding and stuff. There was also two tornado touchdowns on the west side of the state here, and it made a mess of quite a few places. Sanford Lake, we are getting almost underwater on a good portion of the state here lately. KEWOJ.
I had heard that we had 8 tornadoes that Tuesday, you know, just a little bit ago, when, we know of the couple that came through Ann Arbor. What the heck, now my phone's ringing. Ooh, I got to take this. W8FU. Jerry?
Okay. Hey, good morning, Dakota. I sent you that link. I found that device on eBay. But you can look around with that title and or description and maybe find a little cheaper deal. Who knows? But I sent you your QRZ email address.
I appreciate it. I'll check that email today. It doesn't get a lot of traffic, so I probably haven't seen it, but I will take a peek at it. Rick?
Yeah, I think Jerry, it was. You mentioned earlier about the ice storm they had a couple of years back, and I think they had another one up there this winter also. It wasn't as bad as the first one, but we are sure getting hammered on the winters and the springs lately. Yeah, we sure are. On eBay was it was in the U.S., so you probably would get it quicker. I ordered mine off of AliExpress, and it came from China. It took about a month.
I swear, even some stuff I ordered in the U.S., it takes about a month if it ships with USPS.
Yeah, I called about that 308 barrel that I ordered for the Encore there, and turned out it comes with a Picatinny scope base kind of thing mounted, and apparently they only mount on Thursday, so had to wait a few days for them to mount it. If I'd have known that, I would have said skip it, I'll do it myself. But anyway, it's finally on the way.
I always wondered where the word Picatinny came from. I'll have to look that up. But no new toys here in that regard. I got to just get out and start using the toys I got. But you've heard me bellyache about that. Jerry?
Oh, okay. Well, I just got into town and my local popo is sitting out looking for speeders. What a perfect scenario for them with all this fog.
Holy crap, Gas is 381. Sean, Picatinny comes from the Picatinny Arsenal. They're the ones that made the rail. They're out of New Jersey. According to my Google real quick here. So, fun fact of the day, I didn't know that either. And, I'm done buying toys. Well, yeah, I'm done buying toys. Sean, I do want to pick your brain. I'm picking out my new truck on Monday. I got to figure out what I want to do for an antenna. I don't know if I want to drill holes in it. I'm still not there, but, I don't know. I got to figure something out.
Wow, new trucks, new radios. Yeah, I guess you would be done buying some toys for a little while anyway. I've been behaving for quite a while, so this barrel was sort of a treat.
You know, speaking of barrels, I once had a Wingmaster 870, and I'm a Wingmaster fanatic. Not the Express. I like the Wingmasters, you know, with the wood and the blue, you know, nice bluing and not the matte, you know, black. And what's this guy going to do? Come on, man. All right, if you're not going to go, I'll go. So I had one, and I wanted to do it up for the house. So I had a vent rip barrel, and I sent it up to a blacksmith up in Saginaw. I can't remember a blacksmith, a gunsmith up there. And he cut that thing down to like 18 and a quarter inches, threaded it and finished it and put the bead back on it. And I had a 18-inch vent rib barrel with the choke tubes. And I let that get away. God, I wish I would have never let that get away. That thing was cool. I'm probably gonna pay for a stamp and do up a short barrel. That way I could have a shorty legally.
I'm going to run into the store here, play the lotto. KG87.
Good luck. And, Sean, you don't have to pay for the stamp anymore. It's January 1. Maybe January 6. I don't remember what day it was. You just got to file the Form 1, but there's no more stamp fees. Well, hell.
That either, and Wingmasters were my favorite also. I had quite a few of them. Yeah, choke tubes, vent ribs, but it wasn't an 18-incher. I think the barrel I got now, of course it's for a different gun. Right now I got some, what the heck? Winchester Rangers, 1300s. I started looking around, a lot of the police departments were using the 1300 Rangers, so I thought, well, I've had a ton of Remingtons, let's try this Winchester and see what happens. So. It's okay. I got two of them for the price of one Wingmaster, so I ended up giving one to a buddy for a slug gun.
Yeah. I mean, I've got an 18-inch barrel. You know, it's a smooth. You know, no chokes, just improved cylinder, and it's, you know, for what I'd be using it for, it's ideal. But I always like that bent rib shorty. Yeah, you take it out to the field, you'd be out there shooting clays with this little 18-inch vent rib. It's kind of cool. And choke it down really tight. So, yep, but, I didn't mean to sidetrack it on that, but, boy, this fog ain't letting up, tell you what. I'm here by work, and visibility is down to much less than a half mile, and that's just to see the lights. I can't make out what it is until it's, you know, 100 yards away. Crazy. I'm way ahead of schedule, as you can tell, Dakota. You were saying something about your car and the mountain. and or your truck. I know you guys have Breedlove on the one, and I'm a big fan of those. But you know, like I said, I always do one hole right out of the gate, and one top dead center, and then you know, then after that I go with I wouldn't say compromise mounts, but you know, I'll go with like other kinds of mounts, you know, for antennas 2 through X. That was my question. And do I just stick with the Breedlove? And if that's what you say is good, I was worried about it because it's pretty much completely covered by my cab now, ever since I put that little tram UHF antenna on there, but it seems to be working all right. So I'll probably just do that, and then I'll cut out that steak pocket and take the cable that's already in this truck out and re-terminate it and be done with it. I just don't, I don't want to compromise it too bad, that's all. Victor Delta. Go ahead, Wally, and then pass it to Rick.
Dakota. You look to join Sean and I for lunch somewhere in Hall Road, and they can meet up and get you your control head.
Go ahead, Rick, while I check my calendar.
Okay, well, I was wondering, you know, why you guys are on the topic of mobile antennas. I keep hearing about these 2x4 antennas, and I have no clue what that is, so one of you might want to throw out a little quick little blurb on what the heck a 2x4 antenna is. I'd appreciate it.
All right, yeah, I should be able to meet you guys around noon 30-ish. And, Rick, they're search and rescue antennas, basically. That's what the SR stands for. It's a dual band 40-inch with a coil, or a pigtail, whatever the hell it's called. They work great. I love mine. It's just very, very big. And if I'm only running a UHF radio, very, very unnecessary.
Let's see if I have this. I do. Hey, Sean, you want to do that? Meet up with Dakota? I got a control head that he needs, and I'll never use it because none of my radios are E's, and he's got an E-radio with a scratch, and Dakota's OCD kicks in, just like mine does. The radio has to look beautiful. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, let me make a note in my ledger here. Wally's giving Dakota head noon. Okay, I made a note of it. He'll be there.
Okay, Rick, if you want to join in too, go ahead.
Yeah, I just finished laughing with the what Sean just said with his note.
The most I've ever paid.
Yeah, but it's a nice control head.
John. Wally, I think you're becoming my guy. If I got questions or need gear, it seems like you got all of it.
I went to the ARPSC meeting last night, walked in with one DMR radio, and came out with three. So, yeah, I think I'm kind of becoming the guy. Go ahead, Rick, and then hand it to Sean.
Yeah, I had to stop with, I got a whole bunch of handhelds there and three mobiles and not one of them mounted in a car. Now I just got to, it seems to be more than I can handle to keep them all charged. KWOJ.
Give me just a minute here to get situated. Just walked in the door and I just got to get a couple of things organized. I'll be right back though. WHFU. Wally, if I give you two radios to walk into an ARPSC meeting and then you walk out with zero and I give you permission, can you do that?
I don't know. These guys are looking they're pretty thrifty. They're looking for steals, not deals. So that would be kind of a thing. One of them was an R7, actually, John. You can't get it to take an update. I think I know the problem with an R7. You have to pay for the subscription to update it, and there's really no reason to update firmware on an R7. And, I mean, especially if you're not trunking it. And, but I'll take a look at it for him. And then another one, Cujo, purchased one from somebody, 6550, for $60 or $80. So, that was Joe, HAP, was programming him up at NMD for him. And I said, you don't need that. You're better off with, you know, you had a bullpen DM32V. I said to him, I said, you're better off with that if you're going to play around with this DMV, you know, a digital voice modem. For digital stuff, you're better off to use that, because that way you can program everything on the fly. And he goes, okay. And then he turned around and sold that one to Tom. So it all worked out pretty good. So it just kind of happened. And then Tom handed me the 6550, says, here, just make it look like yours. Well, here I am. So two more radio projects. Gotta love it. Go ahead, Rick.
Sounds like it keeps you out of trouble on a full-time basis there. I'm not sure where it goes now. I know I was coming after Dakota there for a while, but then we got a different rotation now. So whoever's got it, go ahead.
At ADS. You got to start making them program their own stuff, Wally. They gotta know. What if it's a D-Day disaster? That R7, if it's a refurbished unit, you can't update the firmware. The guy I bought mine from told me something along those lines. They pulled a serial number out of the database, and you can't update it, and yada, yada, yada. So if it's a refurbished R7 from Motorola, he will not be able to update it.
Yeah, I think this is John. I know when I hear it, but I'm pretty sure he bought it brand new from Motorola, but I do know that anything after like 210, you have to purchase it. But for amateur radio use, there's really no features that you're going to get in any new firmware, you know. I mean, all of the other updates are pretty much for high-end trunking and splitting and doing all sorts of other crazy things that they do in the commercial part of it that we're not going to end up doing. So, but I'm going to look at it, and it is a cool-looking radio. It did give me a glimmer of, I want one of these, but I have since subsided with that. I just ended up finding a computer monitor instead. So, and it's nice and pretty and big. I had a curved one. I liked it, but I didn't like it, and I have a flat one. Sean, are you back to get your men in motion yet? If not, then I don't know. I'm going to say the same thing. I don't know who gets it.
You might have got another phone call. Anyway, fellas, I've been up since about 4:30, something like that, and my stomach started to chew on my backbone, so I'm going to head in the kitchen there and feed that beast. Good time with you guys. Have a good day, and we'll catch you later. AWOJ.
Catch you later, Rick. Yeah, Wally, the R7 makes me feel pretty high speed. I love that thing. To the point where I'm on the fence if I'm going to keep my 7550. In your ARPSC meetings, that might be up for grabs too, or it's just going to live on my desk at work where it'll never get used also. The only thing I got to figure out with the R7 is it's connected to my Wi-Fi, but I need to figure out how to create jobs so I can do over-the-air programming. That way I don't have to plug it in every time, but from what I've heard, it's not the most convenient thing, but I feel like if once I get a job set up and I can just make tweaks to that job, it's probably not that big of a deal.
Jared, my feet there a little bit to see if Sean was back. His light's on, also he's hearing us. His bat phone light is on, so I know he's listening. You know, you could also set up a cheapy little all-star node in your office there, too, and just use it that way. That makes it kind of nice, you know, and then just use your little handy-talky microphone and do it that way, and then just set up some macros, you know, so you can go to, you know, 2.6 or 7.2 or, you know, any of the other thousands of ones that are out there. I listened to the East Coast Reflector the other night. That is one busy, busy reflector. Sean, you're there. Say hi. Come back. If not, back to Dakota. And Dakota, you got to figure out a place to meet somewhere in the middle there on Hall Road.
No, I'm here. I just switched over to the Cisco, trying to get moving here this morning. I'm early, so a little disoriented because I got things coming at me as soon as I walk in.
Well, Sean and I are on the east side. Where are you coming from, Wally?
New Baltimore. But I'll probably go pick Sean up, and then I can do that, and then I can head towards, and then we grab a quick bite, and then I have to head towards Ferndale today. I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I ran out of ambition. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, you don't have to pick me up. I got some running around to do, so I'll probably be out and about in my car, so just let me know where.
I'm trying to think what's over there. What are you guys in the mood for? There's Aspen right there. That's good. Twisted Rooster is okay. You guys want something quick and dirty, or what are you thinking?
You're connected to CMN Network.
It's Sean's turn to choose it. Twisted Rooster is no more. That turned into be something else. Aspen's pretty good. Pancake House is pretty good. Sean, it's your turn. You pick.
Oh, I could do something simple and dirty. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. There's a lot of stuff in that 19 Garfield area. I'm trying to think. Are we feeling like a diner kind of a place, or do we? Do we really care? You're at Romeo Plank, right, Dakota? There's Coney right there across the street.
Yeah, there's a National, like, kitty corner from me. There's a Noodles, which is meh. If you look south on Garfield, there's Yala, which you and I went to that one time, and then there's Scott. Everything under the sun over there, there's a T-Tai. There's Detroit Wing Company, I think, or what's the other one, Wing Snob or Stop, one of those. I don't know, everything's right there. It just depends on what you guys are dealing with. But I'm good for whatever.
I'd be happy with a Pony Dog place.
All right, let me find it here, give you the actual information on it. Bun and Run Burgers, not that. Vinny's Brunch, not that. I gotta zoom in here. Well, let me find it.
Well, if you want cash, are you good with like Dollar, Venmo, or PayPal, or whatever?
I'm a Zelle guy, because that's connected to my bank. My bank backs that one. So Zelle's fine. Z-E-L-L-E, that one.
You know the problem? Somebody I just sold something to asked me if I had Zelle. And my bank doesn't support it. And as far as I could tell, there's absolutely no other way to use Zelle. So it's kind of worthless, because unless your bank supports it, you can't get it.
Yeah, my bank supports it natively. It is right on the online app. So, yeah, I think that's the case. So, but they said that if something goes wrong, they'll back it, blah, 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 everything else like that. So that's why I never, just said, fine here, and they hooked it up, turned it on, I would say. So I did, and that's the only reason I use it, because, you know, I use, what the heck is it called?
trying to add you, but you're not showing up as a recipient for some reason.
Okay, so Leo's at Heidenreich and Hall.
I'm good with that. If Dakota's good with that. Sorry, Dakota.
Yeah, that's perfect. Wally, is your number the 381 or you got a burner phone?
No, I've got a real phone. I've had it forever. Same number. You've got my phone number. You sent me enough emails and texts.
Because you're not registered with Bell when I type in that number.
Let me send you something. Let me send you an invite. Time.
Am I back?
We didn't know you left.
I didn't hear anything for a while. I looked over. My phone was acting funky, and so I disconnected everything, reconnected, and everything got all digital and choppy, so I wasn't sure. But it seems like it's working now.
Wally and I were just trying to figure out why I can't find him on Zelle.
I just sent you a request.
K-E-A-E-F-I.
Welcome to our awkward conversation. We're all preoccupied with stuff and we occasionally throw a few burps in here every now and then. Greg, what's up?
Morning, Wally. No, I just fired up the radio. I haven't heard anything yet, so figured I'd see who's out there lurking this morning.
We have made lunch plans.
Wally, Sean, you, and it's to Dakota. Go ahead. Let me know if you got my request.
Morning, Greg. Long time no talk. Hope you're doing all right. And Wally, I thank you forehead.
Okay, Greg, you got to make something roll here.
I think you doubled with Wally there with something about lunch plans. Do tell.
Yeah, the plan is to meet. What did we come up with a hard time yet? We were talking 12 or 12:30 at Leo's Coney Island, the one that you and I went to a while back. What did we agree on for a time? Let's establish a rotation here. I'm going to send it over to Dakota, and then he can send it over to Wally.
I don't know, do you guys want to shoot for noon?
I'll make that work. Greg, what are you doing?
That actually should work for me. Sounds good. give me the location of the Leos, though. I don't remember which one we've been to.
It's one on Hall Road near Heidenreich. Yeah, okay, noon it is. Leo's, Hall Road at Heidenreich.
We have a quorum. So it shall be. All right, everybody, I got to step out of here. I got to get dressed. I got a bunch of stuff I've been procrastinating on professionally, so I will chat with everybody a little bit later. And I'm going to hand it to Dakota. He should be close to work by now. WHBD.
I feel like these commutes are getting longer and longer, but, all right, yeah, I'm 2 minutes out, so I'm going to clear out as well, but noon, Coney. I'll see you guys there. Greg, at ADD.
All right, very good. Noon, Leo's Coney Island, Hall and Heidenreich. I'll be there. If something changes, I'll let somebody know, but that sounds good. I'll let KZ Dave know as well. And very good. Glad I jumped in this morning. KEHDSI monitoring.
Yeah, it was going to be my next thing. Is tell Crazy Dave. All right. I'm gonna get to business here. I'm on the clock in 2 minutes here. W8FU.
Okay, KKJL.
We know. It's Friday.
Yep, head into the office for a part and then on my way to do the work.
Well, hopefully you don't have to go too far for work today. You can find out where I'm going. I'm going to head into the office and I got to go reclaim my tools because I was working in a site yesterday and electrician blocked my tools in the electrical room, so I couldn't get to it. Our contact had left for the day, so Ange wants me in the office. So, anyways, any plans for your weekend? I don't have my tent up yet, so I'm gonna see if I can try to get it up. Because I was telling Cody yesterday the Michigan QSO party is this weekend.
Well, I gotta locate the fuse that I blew last night in my interceptor. So, got to replace that. I just reroute the radio to a different power connection, which is no big deal. And then I'm going to put in my Motorola DMR, get that rolling. And then from there, oh, I got to go get a tie rod in for it. That's right. So, I got a couple things to do. Not much. No plan on it.
Yeah, you probably had a little fun with the Duke play toy or something, I guess, here. And, what did you do with the fuse here? What were you running? Was it about doing anything with the lights or something? Trip the power for it and sort it out or what? And, I wanted to ask you about anything for... Well, I know some of the old Ford Crown Vics, the older ones, they had a train back for the radios. They have a thing like that for the interceptor, as far as that goes, for mounting the radio and such.
I had it hooked up to the run timer for the vehicle. And I was doing fine on UHF, but as soon as I popped over to VHF, you know, got a little bit higher amp draw, and it went pop. So I'm like, So I'll just find the fuse, replace it. It's like I said, it's no big deal. Where I wired it in, if that module doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, so I'm not too concerned about it. I'll just find another tap underneath the siren console, wire it in there.
Plans for this interceptor? Is this kind of like the run around town with the radio rig for the vehicle? Is this something like that? Have for mobile use for radios or what?
Well, once I get it ordered and shipped, I'm replacing the overhead from RBWs to AWs. You know, it's the same light pattern, same strobe pattern, just it's going to be all, you know, it's going to be ambers and white instead of the other colors. And then getting my ARP stickers ordered, put them on the doors. And it's basically, you know, a toy, a big toy. You know, I'm going to be using, I'm going to have my radios all mounted in it for the spring set that's coming up next month. You know, I got all my radios in it. It's basically, you know, my personal vehicle.
Yeah, it does sound like a fun toy, I think, being able to do some mobile. Although, Tom, I gotta say this, I probably throw some HF rigs in there too as well, but who knows, something like that, you got a little more space in that, and you're just using it primarily just for that purpose, so, you know, the radio play toy. I'd probably stock it up with all sorts of other radios, I think. Radios and monitors and, you know, just customize it. Yep. I'm jealous of you through the play toy, I gotta admit.
Well, I was debating between, you know, the interceptor or a an old ambulance, you know, where I have the vacuum, and, you know, I could put a laptop in there and stuff like that if I need be. But this one serves its purpose. And plus, I can small, you know, I can tow a small trailer with it, so that's another good thing. Now, for, you know, if I had HF ratings and stuff like that, I'd be looking at an old television studio van, you know, the one with the mast that goes up in the center. That would be perfect for a high point. And I've seen a couple of those on sale, or for sale for a decent price, but that's in the way, way future.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Framing myself in this regard too, although I'd probably, I don't know if I would consider an upgrade, but what you were talking about with a television user with a mask, yeah, that would be pretty nice, and I have thought about that. But I've also thought about just like getting, well, I don't make this kind of money, Tom, but, you know, getting a Class A motorhome, as you see, you know, $500,000 to start off with, but customize it and, you know, get it set up for, you know, radio and anything. Mobile anywhere you want in the nation, and have your shack right with you. Not quite shack on a belt, but pretty close to it. So, but I know that's just something to dream about once I win the lottery.
Now that's all future endeavors. You know, nothing major. I said I like it. I said I got to do a little bit of work on it, and then she'll be good to go. My daughter's already done the fuel oil changes on it to clean out the motor. And, checked all the fluids. And then next visit to the to her shop, they're going to do the rear diff.
Yeah, going back, you mentioned something to the effect about getting some sticker putting on for Arctic. I never heard that. Is this something you put on the door, or is this like a... like a window Klingon, sort of?
No, they're window decals. Or not window decals. Door placards. So I'm just going to get a couple of those ordered and get those on there. And then she'll be ready to run for that. I'm going to scrape off the lettering that's on the back window. And I'll probably do that when I get the tie rod end replaced. I'm not going to change the color on the car. I mean, I can have it wrapped, but that's going to cost me the money.
R.I.T. So, what color is it now currently? I'm trying to remember if I see the body color. I think you showed me some pictures, but I don't recall the body color.
My favorite, black and white.
Okay. So is it, you know, looks like old black, white, black for the hood and the trunk and well, and we've got trunk with the that's model. And then white in the center. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I might kinda paint that. I don't know. That would kinda stick out, and I heard you make mention about that too, about pacify the police and give me a good heart there. I didn't have one that was quite like it, but I had a Crown Vic at one point in time, and then with all my radios on it. And there were quite a few times, like, if you're traveling down the freeway, Tom, and then all of a sudden, everybody will have to slow up to 5 miles under the speed limit when they notice you. And then they realize, oh, that's not the police.
Hey, TK Joe. Yeah, my daughter's had that. My wife's had it when they've driven it. I don't look, you know, when you don't see the license plate on it, you know, you're like, oh, okay. I mean, people just see the blue, they just see the lights on the top, and they're like, oh my gosh, and then they, you know, do whatever. Me, I look at different aspects of it. I could pick out a patrol unit, you know, a standard one. I could pick out one that's undercover. I could pick out one, you know, I picked out quite, you know, federal cars too, that you don't know what it is, but I know what it is just by looking at it, just from my experience. You know, so everybody's going to freak out over it anyways. I mean, they do the same thing with old ambulances and fire trucks. It's like, oh my gosh. So, It just comes with the territory. I'm used to it.
Yeah, it's not all that bad, but you'll notice it though in time. But that's all right. And then get to see about maybe getting some window stickers. Get your call sign put on there too as well. Maybe some frequencies, you know, for a semen or something, or the FBI. A lot of people do that when they put down, you know, listing on 6.5 or something like that. But yeah, I might have to try doing something like that myself here. Get my own call sign sticker made up for a window cling.
Yeah, I might do that in, you know, later on. As it up doing the basics right now. I got lots of time with it, so I'll be taking my time, little stunts here and there. You know, just like my neighbor, he can go, you know, all out and get his Camaro all done, you know, really fast, but then, you know, what's the purpose? Then his project's done. He's taking his time and doing components here, components there, working on this here, this there. You know, she's at a 75% completion right now. When she's done, you know, when she's all done with it, she's not going to know what she's like. She's off the way to get like, we're done here, we're done here. Who knows? Maybe I'll tell her. Maybe.
Alright, you're getting a bit noisy there, Tom. I didn't get a whole lot of that. Talk back, you know, I think what else we could talk about here. I know what I wanted to ask you about the vehicle. First of all, how did you get it? Did you get it like through an auction? And then how many miles are on it?
I got it through Facebook Marketplace. Got 142,000 miles on it. 7,000 idle hours, which isn't bad for a 10-year-old vehicle. Just wheeled and dealt with the guy.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good with maintenance, although I'd bet probably get beaten on a little bit more in comparison. Well, I should say that, because there are some people that really drive differently. So I was going to say falsely, I guess, maybe that they seem to probably get beaten on a little bit more consistent units, but I'm going to take that back, because there are some drivers that abuse their own vehicles, and they don't have to.
Well, yeah, they get abused, but also, too, one, they're heavily maintained when they're in the fleet, and two, they also are more durable. You know, where you get a regular Explorer like that, and you know, you hit bumps or whatever else like that, and the thing sways all over the place. This thing is built to stick to the road. You know, heavy duty suspension, heavy duty brakes, heavy duty calipers. I mean, they build them up. That's why it's, you know, it's a PPP, you know, PPV, a police pursuit vehicle. It's built to be beat on.
That is very true. They've got the extra features that they've added on afterwards to improve it. So even things just, well, I don't know if you're going to have a whole lot of need for it speeding around town, but, you know, it's transcoolers and things of that nature, too. So, yeah, they got a lot of things on there that help it last longer.
Exactly. It's got quite a few fans in it for cooling. It has a bigger radiator. Bigger alternator, heavier duty battery. You don't even know it's LEDs, it's only a single battery, but the old days it used to be a double battery because of all the lights. But this one's just a single battery. But it's got a high output alternator on it, you know, to run all the electronics. So, and I said, they're just built differently, and that's why I like them.
Yeah, like I say, I'm kind of toyed with that idea too as well. Get something like that too, just for the same purpose that you got it, just for a play toy for radio, isn't that? Although I was thinking at the time more just Crown Vic, but I think I would probably like to have it like you have there with the Explorer, so you got more room for radio gear.
Oh, she's got room. I said, I mean, it's not only just going to be, you know, my toy, you know, it's going to serve other purposes. You know, if my wife and I want to take the dogs to the park, I can load them up in the back seat, and, you know, muddy paws or whatever else, but don't bother me. You know, in the back deck, there's nothing in there. So I can, you know, put dirt in, you know, I could throw some bags of soil in there or whatever else that she wants to throw in there. You know, instead of messing up the Sonata and making that thing squat, you know, just put it all in the Interceptor. I mean, I don't expect her to, you know, put a pallet of dirt back there. Even though she thinks she can, she's not going to do that. But, yeah, like I said, in the back end, I mean, it's reinforced. You open up the cover where the spare tire is at, and there's a huge welded bars in there.
Yeah, well, I've got to see if I can take a look for another one for myself here. I'm not even certain what I'm going to be looking for. I know what I don't want, and then what I can't afford. So, but I wouldn't mind getting myself another pickup again. Although they have a pickup to afford, but as soon as you get one, everybody wants you to help them move.
100%. My daughter has a pickup. My son got rid of his. You know, but my daughter's got a 2018 F-150 Lariat, fully loaded. And we've used that to move some things, you know, but she bought it to tow a trailer and all her tag, you know, to shows. But she's kind of stepped away from showing for a while. So now she's just going to get rid of it because she has people that she can pay to trailer her horse. And then we can put her box in the back of my car and put all the equipment, you know, where it needs to be kind of thing.
W-8-R-I-T. The other thing is, have you ever seen some of the military trucks that people have converted over for, radio operations? I think they're probably a little more prevalent than what I've seen, more so in Europe for a lot of hams, especially when they want to do some contests. That would be kind of interesting too, but I think you'd really have to have more of a need for something with that, you know, four-wheel drive or something, you know. Well, you say that is kind of a nice feature for having an Interceptor that, yeah, you can use it like a third vehicle, or, you know, if you have one of the other vehicles in the shop, so you got something else to be able to drive around.
100%. You know, my wife's getting maintenance done on her Hyundai, then she can drive the Interceptor. I prefer her not to, you know, when she can drive her own car. But, my neck. But yeah, like I said, it's there. My daughter, like I said, has been borrowing it for the past couple days, but in return for her borrowing it, she's been doing maintenance on it. You know, so I got high mileage and synthetic in it now, and topped off all the fluids and make sure everything checked all good on it. So, I'm a happy camper. GCKQ.
Was there another station in there? I thought I heard somebody double with you. Anyone wanting to join? This is definitely right here. Okay, I have done.
Making it over here, TVSWR.
I'll see you at the office in probably this morning. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Tom, I just sent you a message in Discord, wondering if you'd call me.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. It's going to be through my work phone. It's going to be a 248-219 number. Give me 5-8-8-8-2.
All right, thanks. Get rid of us over here.
Oh, hey, Tom, one other quick thing. Remember a couple days ago I'd asked you about, maybe why the talk group had changed. I wasn't able to change it. Somehow it had changed. In the software, in the GPS, because I noticed when I went back and looked that all of my statewide, for the code block that I think Cliff had written and put up on the website, all of the statewide one talk group channels had somehow got changed in the software from the GPS to event one. So I don't know how the heck that has happened. I made that change, so I got that correct. I don't know. Somehow it has changed them all. And I couldn't figure out how to get it back. I had to, dump the code plug back even once I noticed that. So I had to figure out why that had happened. Anyway, see you in a bit, Tom. W-A-R-I-T.
All right. We'll talk about when I get to the office. Thank you.
Sheboygan hit the big news. WAGD.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
All righty then, on the road.
Me too.
Me three.
Me, 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 it's always me. I told my wife, I go, it's always me, me, me with you. Stop kicking me. Stop hitting me.
All right, that's just wrong.
You stuck mud in your ear?
Water? Oh, jeez, I laughed too hard. I almost can't talk.
Anywho, W8FU, I'm just trying to get out on the 59 here. Not far away, but traffic is a bear.
KE8ESI, southbound Rome, approaching 21 miles.
Picked my parents up and had to Holt for a funeral.
And I haven't had any of those issues yet. I'm westbound on Moravian, getting ready to go drop off some food.
Lunch people, do we have a head count?
I think it's just 4, no KZ.
All righty then. Fred, where? I thought you just had a funeral. You got another one?
I thought it was Friday, or Friday, Saturday last week, but it was Friday, Saturday this week. I was off a week. I read the obit wrong. So, I gotta go pick my dad up and my mama and take them to Hope. So, I figured I got time before the 2 o'clock start to go get an oil change, because I need to do that. So, I washed the truck, I filled the truck, and now I'm gonna go oil change the truck.
Well, there you go. All right, well, I am meeting the boys for lunch. And I think I am pulling up on the restaurant now. I see Heidenreich, and I know it's supposed to be right there. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. Well, you have fun. As fun as a funeral can be, I've got to go to a service tomorrow. Very quick. There's a... From 10 to 11 is viewing, and 11 to 12 is a service, and that's it.
Well, the funeral tomorrow, but I got my parents are like, I have Michigan QSO party tomorrow, and Brandy's coming over, and so I'm like, we'll definitely go today to the service, or to the viewing, or whatever.
Alrighty, well, mine's good, because like I said, it's all one day, nice and compact. Alright, I am, I've got to be on top of, yep, there it is, here's my place. So, I'm going to pay attention, pull in, get a parking spot, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
See ya, W.
Have fun, NECAF.
Was that you, Dakota?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'll be there in 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, real good. Greg and I are here, and then Wally passed it, and he's circling back. All right. Anybody else? You got an extra seat or two? Leo's 59 and Heidenreich.
All right, pulling out now. I'll see you guys shortly. NADDF.
All right, we'll see you when you get here. WNFP.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8DRC, my name is WJZ. You're on, Jack. My name is WJZ. Cleveland.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Probably already back at work. We got one going to Ferndale. How's the drive? KE8 VSI.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
VA3KSL.
This is W8RCY testing a base station through the node. Base station is reconnected. W8RCY.
W8RCY, this is NHCAL. Base station's working, sounded good, but you do have an AC hum going on in the background.
Copy that, we'll fix that in a second. W8RCY, we're clear.
NHCAF, clear and monitoring. KS8S Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KO6 MTQ listening.
W8RIT.
KF8DRC, you're on jet, NHWJZ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8DRC, go ahead. Hey, there you are, Jack. Here you are, it's been a while. Good to hear you there. Dan down here in Cleveland, how you doing? Very good. How about you? Oh, just waiting for the fans to open up again. And I'm hearing this. I'm on the UHF side here and on 600. And boy, it's almost full scale down here. So nice opening today. Go ahead.
So I haven't heard you out there a long time. I thank you for, you know, happy Easter. That's all. I just...
Yeah, Roger, I got the text there, appreciate it, thank you so much, and very good. Hey, I got to ask, is the GMRS on 18 there, 18, channel 18, still up and going out that way, or what?
Hey, the GMRS 625, remember or not, what you have to do, you have to turn off the RX, the CCCSX RX 141.3. You have to turn it off.
Okay. I'll see what I can do there. Sounds good. I had just wanted, so, very cool. Yeah, I should be opening up a lot of things, GMRS-wise, too. UHF sounds good down here, so. All right, Jack, I'll let you go. Have a great afternoon there. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon. Good to talk to you here on this great system here. KF8 DRC NAWJZ 73.
Keep on going. It's summertime now, so it's going to be a lot of calling out there. Anyhow, take care. Have a good day. KF8 DRC.
WAGDKCKTL.
If you want to jump over there. Well, it's Dakota, Median, Kensington. I gotcha. I wonder what's going on here. Got a fire truck and some blues, so and what that's all about. WAVD KCKGO.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Charge in a 2500 charger. I can't remember. I thought it did with insert.
You stuck what in your where?
So an XTS 2500. Phil is borrowing an XTS 5000 off of me, and I don't know if I need to get him a charger.
I asked you, the batteries were different. So I would think so.
I couldn't remember if that was the one where you could just drop a insert in there to do the other battery, or if you needed a separate one. So I just couldn't recall because I don't have an individual charger. So he gets a 6-bank reconditioning charger.
I honestly don't remember if they made an insert. I know they do for the XPS 5, or 1500, 5000. To put an Apex battery in, but I don't believe they made one for the 2500.
All right, well, then he's just going to have to deal with the monster charger. He wants to try TJ's machine from his locale, see if it works for him. So I'm borrowing him an XTS that I've got done up.
I'm waiting for my rice, and then heading home. I'm going to start working on cleaning up my work, my office. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm heading to Family Dollar looking for a money envelope. Then I got to figure out what I'm doing for dinner. I should call my son, see if he wants to get a cocktail up at the local bar and grab a burger. That's all.
Mom and Dad wondered if I wanted to go somewhere, and I'm like, well, I just want to get home. I need to get my office picked up and the one rack moved. Randy's coming over to do Michigan Kinzo party tomorrow from my house. So he's going to operate single op Genesee, and I'm going to operate single operator Emmett County from the Flex. So I'm going to clean my office up a little, make a space for him.
How are things going up in Emmett? I know they've been having a lot of issues up there. I haven't heard anything specifically about Emmett, though.
Well, I got to look at the I didn't look at the cameras yet today because when I got up, I showered, and got my hair cut, and you know, I had to get on the road and do all that stuff. But it was the water level was pretty high at the lake. But I just saw in the book of face that they got the Sheboygan power plant working, and the lake is down, or the dam level's down 1.25 inches or something, I think it said, already, so I'll see how much of that trickles back towards the our lake, because that's where we start, you know, our lake starts through all Indian River and late the river and all that to Sheboygan River and all that, so we're the start of the chain, so we'll see if there's any, if any of the water get, you know, gone receded there at our place.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sounds like fun. All right, I'm at my first stop here. I got to run inside and see if they got what I'm looking for. Got a bunch of stuff to do. W8FU, I'll be back.
W8FU. On the Shawnee repeater.
Mobile.
Hey Jack, how you doing? How'd you like breakfast on Sunday? KCK Joe.
You grabbed the wrong radio, Tom. NHCAF. He's over on DMR.
Figure as much.
AG8HZ Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KC5CZX. Daryl, how's it going, man? N7OKN.
Well, I just got up. Well,
I just got up. I worked all night, and nobody would let me sleep until later on, so now I'm up a bit late in the day.
You pulling an all-nighter tonight, man?
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 10 minutes. Please stand by.
No, I did the overnight last night. I have today off and go back at 6 a.m. in the morning.
No, you're going to have a tough time tonight.
Yeah, I have such crazy work hours. My body doesn't know when it's supposed to be asleep and when it's supposed to be awake.
Well, whip it into shape. Hey, I guess the net's going to start pretty soon here. I'll go ahead and get off. I wanted to wave a hand, though. Good to hear you, man.
All right, John. Catch you later, Cancer. We'll wait for the net. See you later, KC5CZX.
This is KG4BT looking for a radio check.
KG4BT, this is KE2EGF. Hey, Grayson, you're sounding good.
Oh, thank you, Ivan. Just let everybody know in the Zoom room. I can't seem to hear y'all. I'm going to Zoom quickly. Yeah, I'll be right back. And that is KG4BT Coil.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Welcome to the event. This is Ricky KAVKY, and tonight we've got Grayson KG4BUT, followed by Ivan KE2EGF. Ivan will also be logging. So first up will be Grayson and I. Grayson's KG4BUT, and then it will be Sal and Ivan KE2EGF. The way it works is either Shall or I will call for check-ins, and then we'll pass it over to the kids to ask the question. Tonight's question, approximately, don't strain yourself, how many times have you been to a ham fest? Just a ballpark. All right. You can text in at 716-317-9050. or you can just check in here. Taking check-ins twice and slowly, please.
M2BH. M2BH.
TE2CCK. TE2CCK. Mobile.
N1NDN. November 1, November, Delta, November.
All right, we've got N1NDN, E2CCK, N2BH, W2RBC, AK4G, and WB8ODS. And we'll take a few more check-ins. Keep them coming, please.
KR4COH. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel. Just checking in. No traffic at this time. We'll be monitoring in and out. I-O.
K2AP. K2AP. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Bravo 8, Whiskey X-Ray Whiskey. Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey X-Ray Whiskey.
KD4, DAM.
All right, we got a pretty good start, though. We also had KR4, COH, who was in and out. K2, AP, VA3, YBS, KB8, WXW, KD4DAN, and also on the check line we had N3DQD and KA8BYU. And again, tonight's question is, approximately how many times have you been to a ham fest? Over to you guys.
Oh, thank you, Vicky. I am Green Day, KD4BT. I will see you next, operator, for the next 30 minutes. Until I then, we'll say double me.
Yeah. Audi. W-B-8-O-D-F, Dave from Ypsilanti, Michigan. Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, Vicky, and Sal, and Randy, and Bill. I see a whole lot of yellows coming up there. Got a lot of support behind you there, Grayson. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and I'm going to say 15. I probably went to about 15 in my ham radio career, which started 1969, so that's not a whole lot, but put me down for 15. This is Dave, W8ODF.
Hi, Dave, I have been licensed for 5, 6 years now, April. I don't know. I think I've been to like 4, 3, 4, 5, somewhere in that ballpark. I would like to try going to Dayton anyways. Alright, just a gem from Jacksonville, Florida. Also some free
tea. Well, good evening, Grayson and everyone at the Youthnet. Happy Friday to everybody. I would say I've been a ham for about 30 years, 35 years. I probably have been to about 18 different ham fests over the years. Most have been small tailgates up in Jacksonville, Florida, but I get to Orlando ham fests about 4 or 5 times, and I always have enjoyed that. I'd like to make it to Dayton, but I don't know at my current rate that I'm going. I may not make it there, but anyway, they're always a lot of fun. Anyway, thanks for what you guys do. Vicky, doing a great job, and Grace and everyone, have a super fantastic weekend. 7-3 from AK4G.
Awesome for you, Jim. Next up, W2RBC, Randy from West Cessna, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, and everyone. I have no idea. I used to go to a couple ham fests per year to purchase parts for electronic builds, but I haven't gone to any for about the last 6 years. Back to net control, 73 to all,
W2RBC.
Item 3C Laney, next up, N2BH, Bill from Palmdale, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, everybody. I'm going to say around 12. 1, 2, N2BH.
Item 3C Bill, next up, KD2CCK, David from Springfield, New York.
Good evening to everyone. On that name here is Matthew. You call it KD2CCK. Nice to meet you tonight. I've only been to one ham fest so far, but I'm going to go to at least one more this summer, so that's the plan. That'll make two this year for me. So everybody have a wonderful night, and thanks for doing what you do, and great job. This is KD2CCK back to net control.
Artisan, please do David, next N1NBN, Bonnie from Hudson Falls, New York.
Hello, Grayson. Everybody on the net, this is Bernie, N1NDN. And, you know, it's hard for me because I go to a lot of ham fests. So I've been to here. Number four is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Actually, 2 weeks from today. It's on Friday over in New Hampshire. That's a good one. Anyway, yeah, I love going to ham fests. I like buying stuff. I like selling stuff. Anyway, it's an addiction and a disease. So, yeah, I've been to probably 70 or 80, maybe more. It's a thing. I enjoy going to ham fests. So you picked the right question for me. I've never checked into this net, so I don't know if this is a one-round net or multi-round net. I have to make this one and done. My wife is in school in Minnesota and just called me, so I'm going to call her back. N1NDN, 7-3 all around. Back to you, Grayson.
Grayson, please. I emailed Vicky. I think Ivan was the one logging. Sorry, you put a lot ... 70 to 80, though. That is so quite impressive. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. Alright, so if we see Bonnie, CL4, CL8, Hexel from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Okay, see, he is in and out. Okay. K2AP, Joe from East Cincy, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and good evening to the net. Well, I would have to say at least 20 times because I'm a member of LIMOC and members can go to the HamFest for nothing. So you should do that and the Orlando HamFest at least 20 times. Catch your AP back.
Artisan 3C Joe, next up, VA Foodie, YBS, still from Dunville, Ontario, Canada.
Hey, good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the net tonight. I've been to a total of four ham fests. The last one was Hamcation in Orlando in January or February when we were down there. Grayson, I've got my granddaughter here. She's not a ham, but she'd like to talk as a third party. If that's okay, I'll put her on.
Yeah, that is 1,000% okay.
Yeah, my name is Cameron, and I've never been to a ham fest. I just found out about this networking stuff tonight, actually. I think it's pretty neat.
Oh, trust me, yeah. You can do a lot with amateur radio. In fact, you don't have to just listen to your ham band. You can listen to, you know, local businesses in your area. I've been doing that recently. Guess what? I picked up quite a few. It's an interesting hobby, to say the least, you know. Bill and Neil in Autoville. Next up, KD8WXW, Chuck in Toledo, Ohio.
Hey, everybody. I have not been to a single ham fest yet. Planning on doing
getting there at one point, but have not been yet.
Hi, Simply Speak Shock. Next up, KD4 DAN, Dan from Coast Florida.
I've been to one Hamfest in Orlando, February 18th, the month after getting my tech license. So that's the only one I've been to, and I'm currently talking on an open slot 4 for the first time. I got an hour ago from N1 and DN. I think he said he likes to do it by himself, but, well, it's true. Back to you, Net Control.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sounding really good. What was the Hamfestation that you went to?
About 20 minutes from Orlando, and we went to the Hamcation and joined the Orlando Amateur Radio Club, and so enjoying the hobby. You've been in a lot longer, and I found that I learned more from those that attended than all the seminars. Matter of fact, I didn't show up to have seminars because I was talking to people and learning so much about ham radio.
Hey, I
am
very excited to be here, so hopefully I see you next year.
Next up, KA8
BYU, Roy from
Bastille,
New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the internet. KA8 BYU. Well, the first one was back in 1962, and I have probably been to well over 100 Hamfests in the last few decades. So, let's go with 100 and say that's about the minimum.
Good
evening, Grayson. I'm Vicky, Sal. I've been to 10 Hamfest. 10. This is N3DQD.
Thank you, guys. This is Vicky, KAVKY. The question is, approximately how many times have you been to a Hamfest? I know some of them might be crazy, but you can just guess. Taking more check-ins, twice and slowly, please.
November 3, Mike Delta Charlie. November 3, Mike Delta Charlie.
Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
WB2JPQ.
W2PW.
KR4GGT. KR4GGT.
Victor Echo 3, Delta Romeo.
K4PJM.
All right, we'll hold it up there. From Leesburg, we've got K4PJM in Dunville, Ontario, Canada, VE3DDR. And then we've got KR4GGT, W2PW, WB2JPQ. KB2, WGC, and at the top of this list, N3, MDC. Over to you, Grayson.
N3, MDC, Michael from Winston, Salem, North Carolina.
Good evening, Grayson, everybody on the Ethernet. Well, Grayson, there's actually a Hamfest that's coming up on April 25th, which is not too far from my house. It's the the Winston Salem, it's called the Winston Salem Ham Fest. But unfortunately, I won't be able to go to it because there's no sidewalk leading down to that ham fest. It's at the Baptist Church. So I would like to go to it, but I usually ride my bike. So unfortunately, there's no sidewalk leading down there, and there's a lot of traffic on the road near there, and there's no light for me to ride my bike. So I've been to ham fest a long time. I like to go to that one, but like I said, there's no sidewalk for me to ride my bike, and there's a lot of traffic on that road that's near my house, and I don't want to ride my bike on that road, unfortunately, due to heavy traffic. But I mean, I'd love to go to Hampton, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go to that one. I used to go to it, it's on the other side of my house, but that's not going to happen. But I haven't been to Hampton in years, but I'd love to go to one, but unfortunately, I won't be able to this year. That pew, this is MTC.
Alrighty,
so
7:46,
see
you, Michael. Next up, Katie 2, WGC, Kevin from Palma, South Florida.
Good evening to everybody on the net, and Grayson, you're doing a great job tonight. Been to about eight. The biggest one I was able to get to was the one in Atlanta a few years ago. But I did get to visit ARRL headquarters this past year, and that was an awesome place to go. Everybody should try to make an opportunity to go there. Everybody's quite helpful and friendly. Everybody have a good weekend. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles, clear.
Alrighty, 740 to you. Where was I? I lost where I was at. 740 to you, Kevin. Okay. Next up, WB2, JPQ, Dick from Elden, New York.
Good evening again, Grayson, and Ivan, and everybody. I've been sitting here thinking, I've been a ham for a long time, but I think conservatively I could put down 150. I'm sure it's money more than that. This is WB2JPQ.
Alrighty,
7:42,
Dick. Next up, 32,
if you take your finger and you hold it over the UE, forget the UE, it's just his patchog. Now, I'm not still there anymore. I've moved on to West Islip. And by the way, I just heard of a new check-in from Long Island to AP in East Islip, so I'll have to look him up and say hello. Yeah, easily over 100. I've been to everything from, you know, rec centers to the yard of a fire department to some friends of mine took me one that was in the of a nursing home. And I looked at them and said, hey, wait a second. Is this an intervention? I've been to Tokyo twice. And, of course, the Big Mac Daddy. This is 48 Daytons in a row. This will be the 49th. And it would be two more except for COVID. So I do like my ham fests. Grayson, did you change your call sign? I got mixed up. Did Vicky turn over to another call sign, or are you still a KG4BUT?
I am still...
Did I break these here? Oh, okay, I got confused. Okay, take it back to net control. WTPW.
Alrighty,
Kevin,
next up, 3L4DDT, Andrew.
Thank you. This is KR4GGT. Thank you for doing the net tonight. I have been to zero ham conventions, but I'm looking forward to hopefully going to the Dayton ham convention, and I'm really glad I'm able to check into this net. I heard about it 2 weeks ago, and we've been going places and traveling, so I haven't been able to, and I'm too far away to hit one of the East Coast Reflector repeaters, so I'm here on Echolink. Hopefully I sound well,
and thank you for doing the net. I'm glad I found this. This is KR4GGT, back to net, 73.
Howdy, some friends to you, Andrew. Next up, BE4, y'all, Dave from Dunsville, Ontario, Canada. BE4, Dave from Dunsville, Ontario, Canada. Are you with us?
Yeah, good evening. 73 is everybody online or on frequency. I'm using EchoLink. I am from Dunville, Ontario, and I have been to zero HamFests. I've only been licensed for a couple of years, but zero HamFests. I've everything I need. If I know that if I go to a HamFest, I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff that I really don't need. I checked them out an awful lot on YouTube, but I've been to none so far. It'd be nice to go just check it out, but I know that I would spend money if I went. Back to you, Grayson.
Alrighty, 740 to you, Dave. Next up, K4PJM, Perry from Leesburg, Florida.
Good evening, Grace and Ivan, 50, all everybody in the Zoom room. Let's see, how many, I think we've been to around six, I think, at this point. Got my general a couple of years, general just last month. So you got to go. There's money to be spent and there's things to buy. You just have to go. I'm not sure if somebody agrees with me, but that's not a question. I had a question to you, Grace, and how many have you been to? Have you been to HamFest yourself? Going back, you guys are doing a great job as usual. K4, PJM, back to net.
I've done like 3, 4, maybe six. Maybe even seven, I don't know. I've only been a ham chasing since like 2019, so I'm not counting 2020 because of COVID. I think I'll go 2021, and I think that
makes sense, so, yeah, simply to you. Next up, K-E-2-E-H, Ethan from Atlanta, Terrace, New York, and...
Hello, Grayson. I have been to zero. I've had my license for about 2.5 weeks. But I am looking forward to going to some local ones in a few years.
Some voice to you, Ethan. Next up, N5 RTC, Terry from Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson, Ivan, Vicky on the wall. Everybody in the Zoom room, including Sal and folks on the net, put a down in the answer column. And follow TC back to net control.
All right, we see you, Terry. Next up, I will hand it over to Sal. W2SAL.
Yeah, thanks, Grayson. After a little bit of technical difficulty on my end here with figuring out a log, let's see who else is out there that wants to check in the W2ECR Usenet for tonight, and we'll get you in the logbook. So please come slow and come quick.
Victor Echo 5, Quebec Uniform, VE5QU.
All right, anybody else out there wishing to check in to the Usenet, please call now. We'll get you in the logbook.
K
K6GBZ, K6GBZ. No.
All right, anybody else out there? We got to have a few more people. Got to have a few more of you, so please call.
November, Foxtrot calls Papa. November 7, Foxtrot calls Papa.
N2VLK. N2VLK.
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike.
Kilo, Julia, 5, Mike, Zulu, Lima.
Kilo, 4, Golf X-Ray, Sierra. Kilo, 4, Golf X-Ray, Sierra.
All right, anyone else? I need like about three or four more of you to check in, then we'll hand it off to Ivan, and he can run them.
KF0WGX. KF0WGX.
Come on, you guys gotta find that fun button, as our one pal out here says all the time in the morning. Alright, so I'm gonna run it from the bottom up, and then I'll hand it off to Ivan. I got KF0WGX, K4GXS, KJ5ZL, KK4DM, N2VLK, N7. FGP, K6GBZ, VE5QU, and that takes us to the top of the list. With that, Ivan, KE2GTF, I'm going to hand it off to you, sir, and take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Good evening, everybody. This is Ivan, KE2EGF, and I'll be taking over this portion of the map for tonight. All right, first up at the top here, we have Victor Echo 5, Quebec Uniform, Randy in Christopher Lake, Canada. Question tonight is, how many times have you been to a hamfest? You can approximate this to, if you want. Down to you.
Hello there, Ivan, and hello to everybody on the net tonight as well. I've been to about 50, I think, 50 hamfests, as we call them up here, and never been to one in the U.S. of A., and we go down to Orlando just about every November. Now that I hear there is one there, I'm going to be doing some research, and I sure hope to take in that one. Back to you.
All right, well, thank you. This is Brandy. Next up we have, let's see here, November 7th, Foxtrot Golf Papa, and 7 FGP Scott in Jamestown, New York. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan, and everyone out there listening tonight. You know, I've been to exactly one. Hope to make that two come next month. Anyhow, thanks for doing the net tonight. Over to you.
Ready? Roger that there, Scott. Next up we have N2VLK, Jeff in Lancaster, New York. Please come now.
Well, good evening, everybody. I hope you all had a good day today. Wasn't too bad. And myself, I've probably been to 15, maybe 20 hamfests. Not exactly, but in that area. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, and I'll say 7-3, N2VLK.
All right, 7-3 to you there, Jeff. You have a good one there, and next up, we'll head on down to KK4DM, Jacob in Tempe, Arizona. Please come now.
Hi there. I'm still a pretty new myself, so I've been to three ham fests.
I went to a lot to try to get some good deals on equipment when I was getting started. This is Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike. Back to you, Ivan.
All right, yeah. Tony Sergeant is Jacob. Next up, we have KJ and CL Michael in Georgetown, Louisiana. Please come now.
KJ5, MZL, this is Mike in Louisiana. Well, I got my license in October, and I haven't really been to one yet, so I hope to. Back to you.
All right, well, yeah, that's all right there, Michael. Yeah, it took me a while before I went to my first, about 6 months, but you'll probably go to them at one point, and they're very fun, in my opinion. You can find some great deals on equipment there. Anyways, 33s, next up we have K4GXS, Coral, Bill in Coral Springs, Florida. Please come now.
K4GXS, Bill in Coral Springs. Well, I've been lucky. I think I've been probably maybe about 12 or 15 tests here in Florida. I've been to Invitation in Orlando a number of times, and I was born in Dayton, and I've been to Dayton once, so back to you guys. Great job, Ivan, Annette, everybody up there. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
Alright, thank you very much for checking your bill. Next up we have KF0WGX, Brian in Tilden, Nebraska. Please come now.
Good evening, Matt. I've been a ham radio license operator for about 3 months now, and I have not went to one yet. I was going to try and make it to the Green Valley one, but they had bad weather down there. I wasn't able to travel, and we had my first local meet. So I'll go to some meets, but not yet. Back to Matt.
Roger that, 73-2 there, Brian. Next up we have W5DON, Don in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come now.
Well, good evening to you, Ivan, and to the internet. Good to hear you again. Good to hear all of you again. And I think my total stands at 4. Most recent one of those in Dallas. Sure would like to get up to Dayton someday if I can, but I don't know if that's going to make it, if I'm going to make it any time in the near future for that. So I'll say 73 and back to you, Evan.
Right, thanks so much there for the check-in, Don. And next up, right onto this list, we're going to send it back to Sale for some more check-ins. W2SAL, this is KE2EGF.
Great job there, Ivan, so far, and I got to keep remembering that I got to spit that question out. For some reason, I keep omitting it. So with that, I'm looking for more people to check in to the Usenet here, number 156, April 18th. If you're out there, check in and wave a hand and say hello to the kids. And our question of tonight is approximately how many times have you been to a ham fest? So with that, we'll take the check-ins now. Thank you.
2 Charlie Tango, K2CMT.
W2KJV, W2KJV.
All right, anyone else out there?
VK2TRD, VK2TRD.
That last caller, can you come back with your call sign again, please?
Victor Kilo 2 Tango Romeo Delta, VK2TRD.
Thank you, sir. We've got you. Anyone else out there wishing to check in tonight?
Whiskey 0 Quebec Golf. Whiskey 0 Quebec Golf. Devin in Austin, Texas.
You guys just want to hear me sing to get on this net tonight, don't you? All right, come on. We need about 4 more five more of you guys to check in, or ladies, or kids. We take them all. We've got to get a few more of yous in here so I can turn it back over to Ivan. All right, nothing heard. So at that point, I've got W0QG, Devin in Austin, Texas, VK2TRD, my buddy Tony, W2KJV, and Mr. Mike, K2CMT. With that, Ivan, I want to turn it back over to you, and you can run these out, and we'll see what happens after that.
All right, thanks, Phil. Well, first up on the list here, we have K2CMT, Mike in Debury, Florida. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan, and Grayson, and Sal, and Miss Vicki. I think if I did get my shoes off to add them up. I'm just kidding. I've been to approximately 10, and they've all been the same event, and that's Hamcation here in Orlando. For the last 10 years, I've been attending every year. Y'all have a pleasant evening and a great weekend coming up. This is K2CMT in Perry, Florida.
All right, K2CMT, this is K2EGS. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mike. And by the way, a question on that is approximately how many times have you been to a ham fest? For me, I have been to a ham fest exactly 6 times, and those are kind of all the same ones around here, but actually tomorrow I will be going to my 7th ham fest, where I should see Bill. I don't know if we'll see Sale. You can answer that if you're going to get the Drumlin's ham fest on the next time I pass it back to you. No, I see you're shaking at that. All right. Well, thanks for the information, Sale. And next up, we have W2KJV, Tony in Homestead, Florida. Please come out.
Good evening, Ivan. Good evening, Sal. Good to hear you sounding good. I don't really know for sure, but I'm going to guess around 20. So everyone have a great night. Back to you, Ivan. This is W2KJV.
Roger that. 73 to you there, Tony. Next up we have VK2, Tango Romeo Delta, in Cloncurry, Australia. Please come now.
You're righty there, Ivan. Eric, Romeo and each other. Well, Hamfest. I've been to about 15 Hamfests, I guess, in the last 20 years. And they're not big ones, but they're Hamfests regardless. So, yep, that's about it for me. VK2TRD down here in Australia.
We have W0 Quebec Golf, Devin in Austin, Texas. Please come now.
Hey, Ivan. Doing a great job writing the net. This is W0QG. I'm a relatively new ham, so I haven't been into any hamcations yet, but they sure do look cool, and maybe I'll try to do hamcation next year or something. Anyway, hope everybody has a great weekend. 3 and back to the control.
Well, Roger that there. Stoney's here to you, Devin. Next up, I think, passing it back to Sale there. So, W2SAL, this is KE2EGF.
Thanks, Ivan. Okay, folks, we're winding it down. We have about another 3 minutes over here, so let's get the last of your check-ins in here for these youths, and we'll see what we can do to muster up some business for them. And don't forget, approximately how many times have you been to a ham fest in your life, or as a ham? With that, let's see who we've got out there. Please call now.
9-DOA.
Kilo 558, Golf Charlie Alpha.
Kilo 2, Sierra Romeo Papa.
KO4QMM. KO4QMM.
All right, anybody else out there wishing to check into the HoostNet, please call now.
KB0GUF. KB0.
KJ5IDG. KJ5IDG.
Okay, anyone else? We'll give a last call before we send it back over to Ivan to run these, and let's see who else is out there.
Q Alpha Indy 5 Yankee Quebec. I'll just be in and out. I got going on. I'm specialist.
Right, from the bottom up, this is what I've got. KJ5IBV, KB0GUF, KO4QMM, KQSRP, F8BCA, and November 9, DOA. It's a little bit hard for me to read on this computer, this laptop here. Everything is on the small print side, no matter how much I enlarge it. But with that, Ivan, I'm going to send it back to you, sir, from W2SAL to KE2EGF. It's all yours.
All right, Rocket Sail, thank you very much. And our question tonight here is, approximately how many times have you been to a HamFest? For me, I've been to a HamFest 6 times. First up on the list, we have N9DOA, Eric in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Please come now.
Good evening, everybody. I just did turn on the radio and into the snap, so I want to say it's maybe the first time I've been on, but... anyway, boy, who's been keeping back? I know that I've put at least 50 of them, but how many exactly, I don't really know. Anyway, in 90 away, back to that.
All right, so that there, Jerry 60, Eric. Next up we have Tito Fracture 8, Golf Charlie Alpha, KF8GCA. Carson, who's new to the system, welcome with no email. If you want to put an email in your queue, we will send you a welcome letter. And he is in Lafonia, Michigan. Please come now.
Okay. Yeah, first time here. Have I been to a ham fest? No, because I will spend too much money. Back to you.
All right, Carson, yeah, I can respect that. Yeah, sometimes you spend a little too much money at the ham fest, so it's pretty easy with what they're selling there for sometimes the low prices they have. Anyways, next up we have K2SRP, Scott in Orchard Park, New York. Please come now.
Thanks, K2SRP. Actually got into this hobby through... so no ham fest, and got re-energized not too long ago, so I have not been to a ham fest yet, but I've heard good things, so I'm looking forward, and I actually missed one in the Buffalo area this week I was planning on going to, but it all comes down to scheduling, but doing the net, back to the net, 73K2SRP.
All right, well, sorry to use you there, Scott. Next up, we have KO4QMM, Roger in Amatillo, Florida. Please come out.
Well, good evening, Ivan and the Usenet crew. I've been to 2 Orlando Hamtations. Got to hang out with the Godfather and crew. Had a lot of fun. Looking forward to the next time. Back to you, Ivan. KO4QMM clear.
All right, well, 73's to you there, Roger. Next up we have KB0GUF, John in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Please come now.
Well, good evening, young man. Thank you for having me. Thanks, everybody. Hi to everyone on Youthnet. I've been to a half a dozen or so. I've been to the big one in Dayton, and they're always a good time. Thanks again. KB0GUF, clear.
All right, 73 Theater John. Next up we have KJ5IVV. Brandon, he's also new to the system. Welcome. With no email on a secure set page, if you want to add one in, we will send you a welcome letter. And Bo Earn, please come now.
Got to make a correction. It's KJ5IDD. I'm Tracy from Hobbs, New Mexico. Been to one, Roswell, New Mexico. A lot of fun, and had to watch how much money I spent when I went to that, and I kind of stay away from them. Thanks, everybody on the net. Appreciate you. You're doing a great job.
Well, Roger that, Tracy. Thanks for the correction, and 73. And next up, there are no other check-ins, so we'll be sending it back. Sal, I think. Do you want it, or do you want Bill? Okay. Bill? Is that Bill? Okay. Next. Okay. Send it down to Bill. N2PH, this is KE2EGF.
Thank you, Ivan. This is N2PH. Time for some more check-ins. A reminder, the question of the night is, approximately how many times have you been to a ham fest? We got 6-7 minutes left. Come to Science Place.
AI-5-IQ. Alpha, India 5. Yankee, Quebec.
Remember Alpha 3 Echo.
KFA?
KFACWB.
HPT? Kilo 4 Hotel Bravo Tango?
Very well, acknowledge this list. We have Gary, K4HBT, Jack, KF8DRC, I believe it was KF, was it EWB?
EWB.
Okay, Whitney got it corrected before I finished talking. Now we have Eric, neighbor of mine. Hopefully we'll see you at HamFest in Paul Meyer tomorrow, NA3E. We have Marvin, AI5YQ. Anybody else? Call signs twice.
Hello, ULF5ULU.
Okay, we got KJ5Z, Michael. We'll turn it over to Ivan, and he'll run this list. Reminder, the question is, probably, how many times have you been to a ham fest? All yours, Ivan.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. N2PH, this is KE2EGF. First up on the list, we have AI5, Flock U, Alpha India 5, Yankee Quebec, Marvin, and Jackson of Arkansas. Please come now.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. I've never been to a ham fest. I've been invited a few times, but I've not been able to make it. But I do want to go sometime, so hopefully one of these days I'll be able to make it. I have a lot of equipment, Bill. Really don't need anything, but who knows. Okay, get back to the net. Thank you very much.
Well, Roger that. Thanks for the check-in there, Marvin. And 73, next up we have an A3 Echo, November Alpha 3 Echo, and Rich in, or Eric there, in Wolcott, New York. Please come now.
NA3E here, currently in Jonesboro, Arkansas for a couple of more weeks, and have been since 41 years, too many HamFest accounts. I would say 30 plus. And I'll say hello to Bill and to BH. again, Bill, been on the bike every month since we've been here. Back to that NA3E.
Eric, wish you some nice bike rides while you're down there in Arkansas, I think you said, 73. Next up we have the Little Foxtrot 8, Delta Control, Whiskey Bravo, KF8DWB, John in Toledo, Ohio. Please come now.
All right, Ivan, you're doing a great job, kiddo. I've been to 5 HamFest total, and the first two I went to were back in the 80s at the Lucas County Rec Center in Toledo, Ohio area. And just recently when I got my ticket, I've been to 3 in the Toledo area, and that's about it. They've changed a little bit since the 80s, though, but you're doing a good job, kiddo. KF8DWB.
Well, Roger that there, John. Thank you very much for the contact. Next up we have KF8DRC, Jack in Rochester, Michigan. Please come out.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yes, I've been in about, I would say, 10 times. Last year I was out there 5 times. This year, not yet. And that's all I have. And thank you for running that net. KFA, Detroit, Rock City.
Roger that. Ethan Jack, thank you so much for the check-in. Next up we have K4, BT, Gary, in Inverness, Florida. Please come now.
Hi, Vicky. Hi, Ivan. I've had my ham license for roughly 9 years now. Most of the time in that duration, I've lived outside the country. I'm a missionary, and I was down in the country of Panama, and I just recently moved back. Now, I'm only an hour away from Orlando, and I tend to start going to those. So as far as the number I've been to, that is 0 for now. But next year, that will change. K4, HBT, back to net control.
Yeah, Gary, I'm sorry, I did not catch how many ham vests you've been through. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it's kind of a story. I've had a ham license for 9 years, but I've lived outside the country most of that time. I'm a missionary, so I was in the country of Panama. I recently moved back, and I'm only an hour away from Orlando, so I've tend to change that. Next year will be my first. K4, HBT, back to net control.
Well, Roger that there, Jerry. That's pretty cool that you're a missionary up from Panama. It's pretty cool. Up here we have KJ5Z, Michael, who's new to the system. Welcome in Silver, Texas. Please come now.
KJ5Z, hello to the net. It's good to hear you. First time on. I was licensed when I was about 12 years old, originally 1982, so I have been to many ham fests over the years, locally, and probably the largest ones in nearby Houston, Texas, back to the net.
Roger that. 73 is the Michael. And yeah, that's the end of the night for that, everyone. Thank you very much for checking in tonight. Looks like we had 52 check-ins, which is pretty good. District number 2 got the most check-ins with 15. And the most popular answer was 0, as expected, with 9 check-ins answering 0. Second place is 6 with 10 check-ins. And third is 4. Is 4 check-ins. 15 ham fests. That was kind of a tongue twister there. But anyway, 73 to everybody. This is KE2. E Jeff, I'm clear and sending it back to Bill.
Thank you, Ivan. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight on behalf of Grayson, Ivan. River was on assignment tonight. Fortunately, she missed. But thank you to Vicky and Sale for helping out. 52 of us had a fun time tonight. And always remember, if you have children, grandchildren, third-party traffic's always welcome. Like to get the young ones involved in the youth net. And tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, 40-meter, 7.245. Everybody have a great weekend, and thank you again. And to be each.
Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.